Committee on Government Affairs and open a public hearing on House Bill 4038. And we have one person signed up, Phil. And Jim, do you want to come up as well?
Moral support.
Why don't you put on the record what the bill, why you're here for the bill and what the bill does.
Thank you, Chair Carno, members of the committee. My name is Phil Donovan. I'm here on behalf of the Committee for Oregon's Future, which has been organized in support of ballot measure 10. In looking at the ballot title, which came from the Department of Justice last August 28, 2001, we realized that it was confusing to the public and somewhat misleading. Our hope is to pass House Bill 4038, which provides more of a plain English version of a ballot title so that folks can connect that this measure is in fact about our public universities having the ability to accept equity or stocks in exchange for the innovations and discoveries that are coming from our Oregon public universities. With that, that's a brief summary, Chair. We would like to ask for support for this measure and urge your passage.
And I see here you have the original text of the
Yes.
the ballot measure.
Chair Carno, members of the committee, in your packet you have a copy of the ballot title, the certified ballot title from the Attorney General's office that this bill would replace. You also have the financial impact statement and explanatory statements recently completed by their respective committees. You also have a copy of the ballot text, which is SJR 17, and you also have a copy of the bill, which in turn would be the new ballot title for ballot measure 10.
Okay. Any questions for the committee of Mr. Donovan or Mr. Craven?
Only, Madam Chairman, if I might make a clarification for the record. This ballot will appear on the ballot. This measure will appear on the ballot before the public. And the question we have before us today is merely the wording of the ballot title. And the previously worded ballot title doesn't connect the benefit to Oregon state citizens and the university community with the measure. And the ballot title before us that appears in this bill clarifies the fact that receiving equity for the public investment that will benefit Oregon colleges and institutions of higher learning is what the ballot measure is about. I really believe this ballot title does a much better job of connecting the public benefit, which we already created with our actions in the legislature last session, with the reality of owning and receiving equity, which is actually payback for the public investment that we've made by financing high technology innovations and medical technology.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
for me, this is a real good clarification.
And I think that many times voters have, would like to have things easier to understand as to what they're voting on. And I think this clarifies us to that point that hopefully voters will have a clearer understanding of what this ballot does, or this ballot measure does. Any further discussion? If not, we will close the public hearing and open a work session on House Bill 4038.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4038 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Gordley has moved House Bill 4038 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? If not, so ordered. And staff, we have any
the carrier
will be Senator Ferrioli.
Madam Chairman, I'd be delighted to carry this bill. I'm looking back at the previous measure sponsors. Previous measure sponsors were Duncan, Hartung, and Brown, and Metzger, and Hill, and Schrader, and Williams. It's a good bipartisan group of people that supported this measure earlier. And I'll be happy to carry the bill or co-carry the bill with anyone you designate. And
I'm going to ask Senator Gordley, since we had such bipartisan support on the bill in the past, she will co-carry it with you. Okay, if there's no other business, I appreciate this committee's work and the staff as well. Thank you. You're adjourned.